just said now, like Smaran one can do with chanting or without chanting. Yeah. So it was there in my mind, Maharaj, since once I heard about, I forgot the name of devotee, like who set and start chanting and brought his guru back from the Nitya Leela.
I don't
remember the personality, Gauriya personality. So it came in my mind that I will chant in my life. I'll chant. I would like to chant all the time, and do smaran. So Maharaj, so I learned some Radhara Sudhaniti slokas, and like 50-60 slokas now, and do smaran, and like chanting and there's some leelas with one sloka.
Yeah, the shlokas are all leelas and stuff.
Yeah.
Can open up in so many dimensions.
Yes, Maharaj. Like that. So, Maharaj, I want
That's
to learn...
That's a very good practice.
I want to learn more techniques and where... This is one I do. And some like read books I read last day. Like, I read Bhaktimal also, Maharaj.
Yeah, no, I wish it was in English. I would read it too, but I don't know.
Like
different Bhaktimals, Navadas, Navadashi.
There's
two or three different ones actually. Yeah. So, that one's from about 500 years ago. Or so.
Okay.
Navadashi is long ago. There's some more contemporary ones also. Bhaktimal.
Yeah. Actually, Bhaktimal.
Well, they're very good. Those stories. I've heard the narrations from those and. Lamenting that's not been translated for some reason, I don't know.
So we have some more help.
In techniques for smaran, the well, in Sanskrit studies, when they're studying Sanskrit, they say anything you try to memorize at night, you forget by morning, which is contrary to what you just said. You know, you're thinking of shlokas and you wake up with a shloka. But you have some familiarity with that. So the memorization is done in the morning. For the Sanskrit Vyakaran. They have to learn many things, Aksharas and all, whatever, Sandhis and all these things. In a very scientific language. So the best time for reading and trying to memorize is in the morning time.
My question was not memorizing, but...
No, but in other words, smaran, you're trying to remember something.
Yes, memorize.
But you can't remember something you have no contact with.
Yes.
Can you remember somebody you never met?
Surely, man, this is question.
You never met, never saw, never read a description of a person. Remember Mr. X, okay, Mr. X.
Yes.
So you have to familiarize yourself with the subject matter.
Yes.
So, in other words, smaran later. When I asked my Gurudev smaran, and Gurudev said smaran is not possible until you add anubhav. So this is a very high level definition of smaran. I thought, well, that's like pretty high up there. So he gave a very strict definition of it. He said, real smaran means you're remembering what you had experienced. So what do we have experienced? What is our anubhava, Krishna's Leela, Radha Krishna's Leela?
No.
Koine. Zero.
Yes.
So that's the kind of a high-end definition of smaran. And I said, well, less than that. And he said, well, it's not really his definition, then you don't really call it smaran, you call it thinking.
Thinking or remembering.
Yeah, thinking, he said smaran. Because when I talk about smaran and dhruvano smriti, that's like swarasiki. You're just right in the lila.
Yeah.
Dhruvano smriti is unbroken stream
of
honey pouring from the jar. You know, there's dhruvano smriti, anusmriti, moment to moment to moment, remembering and experiencing. And then, of course, and then the final is samadhi. So, practically, what all sadhakas are trying to read a little bit, think a little bit, and we call that smaran.
Yes.
Gradual, occasional. I mean, the definition when they say smaran is a first level smaran, just like we say Brajmandal, or we say Vrindavan. But in Vrindavan, there's Dwarasavan, and then there's 135 Upavans, and then, but then one forest is called Vrindavan.
Yes.
So we say Smaran, remembering, but then there's five types of Smaran. The first one is called Smaran,
yeah.
First level Smaran, which is simple occasional remembrance. And then there's Dharana, which means holding for some longer time. And then Dhyan, and then Dhruvana Smriti, and Samadhi. So difficult in Kali Yuga, our minds are Chanchala Himana Krishna, Pramati Balavad, Balavadridam. Vayur, what does he say? Nigrante Vayur Duskaram. This is Bhagavad Gita,
yeah.
Sixth chapter, verse 13 or so, something like that. Krishna is saying, Arjuna is telling Krishna, he said, you're telling me to control the mind. Chanchalimana Krishna, he said, the mind is very restless. Chanchalimana Krishna. Pramati means mad.
Yeah.
I mean, some for Krishna, mata
yeah.
means very mad. Pra means very excessively mad. In common colloquial language, we say the mind is crazy. Or Gaura Govinda Swami used to say, Pagoman. Oh, you foolish, you crazy mind, you stupid mind. You Pagoman.
Yeah.
You Pagal. So then Pramati Balavan, very strong. And Dridam means relentless.
Yes.
Means unrelenting. The mind doesn't quit. It doesn't take a vacation. 24/7, it's distracting us and disturbing us. And the Vayu, Nigrante. He says, Nigrante Vayu Duskaram. It's very, Nigrante, it's very difficult, hard to control, like the wind. Duskaram means very difficult to control. So Smaran is about fixing on a one point, on Radha and Krishna. So when Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy and Ramananda Shiksha, what is the best form of meditation? Smaran means meditation. That's the third level of Smaran is Dhyan. So he says, what do you say? Sarva, he said, what is the best form of, what do you say, Dhyan, Madhya, Pradhan. He said, which is the most pradhan? Which is the chief form of meditation? And he said, Radha Krishna. Charan Aravinda, their lotus feet,
yes.
Of Radha and Krishna. So that's the first level of smaran is to meditate on the rup dhyan of their feet, which is of course I mentioned in my Art of Chanting book also.
Yes.
This is the teaching, Lord Chaitanya. I mean, ultimately in the Antilila, Lord Chaitanya is telling Das Goswami, Ratri Dine. Ratri Dine, Radha Krishna Krita. In a day and a night, you remember the pastimes. Seva Sada Gurupena, Sidrupena, and you're a Siddha day, I remember the pastimes of Radha and Krishna throughout the day and night. That's Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Raghunath Das,
yes,
who, of course, lived that when he came to Vrindavan so much. But when he asked to Ramananda Roy, then he said, it starts here at the feet. Because Leela, when you're meditating Leela, you have Rupa and Guna, everything is there. So to jump right into Leela, maybe first we need to get a touch of the Leela. Because Leela means Krishna Sarup, Radha and Krishna Sarup. So if you begin your smaran by meditating on their feet, you already have your one toe in the Leela. Like you begin swimming in the pool by sitting on the side and putting your feet over the side. And then you feel the water. Oh, this is nice. And your feet are going like that.
Yeah.
And you're seeing, oh, little kids can also swim.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I just slide in the water and stand on, I hold on to the side.
Yeah.
And you hold on, you know. Then someone says, just go like this. And then you go like that.
Yes.
So this is meditating the feet is like having your, I mean, meditating around Krishna's feet is the beginning. You're already in the Leela. You're in the Leela.
Yes.
Because right on Krishna's form, everything is there. So this is the if one is not able, this, what I, one of my teachers, he likes this verse entrance method, you could say, the shloka pravesh technique.
Shloka pravesh.
No, where you, it says, you know, Paryanka stapitam stitapadam. Says Paryanka stitapadam. Says when will Radharani sit me on her bed? Basically, in simple English, this is from Radharasanidhi, maybe verse 213 or so.
213.
Said, yeah, I think so. I discussed it last year. When will Radharani sit me on the bed and pull me under the covers with her when she's with Krishna? Vastra vachaditam. Vastra vachaditam kvachit. Sometimes, you know, it says kvachit means sometimes. Vastra means the covers. Vachaditam means to cover. And vastra means with the clothes, with a bed sheet or chadar or whatever. So Paryanka stita pidam or something. Sometimes Radharani will sit me on the bed. Paryanka means bed. And then she'll pull me under the covers with her. So this is a shloka. So you're reading that, whether you learn Sanskrit or not. The English is one will Radharani, sometimes Radharani. So what's the leela? And so now, if you have any, so because you've studied, and you've read the books, and you made the tapes, and you listened. So you say, oh, now what's the whole framework here?
Yeah.
So this. So where am I before I get pulled in the bed? I'm just floating in the sky I'm just sitting on a tree like a leaf, and someone pulls off a leaf and puts it in their pocket. What am I? I'm just walking up and back and forth, up and down, you know, in the kunj, looking at the flower. I must be. So then, what I'm doing is I'm doing is seva, because the mantri is always doing seva.
Yeah.
So there's some moment before this, right? And then the moment before this, and then the moment after this, and the moment, right? The continuum.
Yeah.
So in other words, the verse is just taking one moment. Each, because the Swarasikhi is going, but then there's this one moment. But that one moment of that verse, that one exchange, that one glance, that one action, that one speech, that one motion, that's part of the Astakali Leela. You follow?
Yes.
So, okay, Radharani. So, before that, I was standing by the side of the bed. And I was fanning with Chamara, with Radha and Krishna, because they were heavily engaged in their and their intimate amorous affairs, and there's so much suede and perspiration, so I was fanning them very vigorously, and then they were now relaxing and just laughing and talking, and then so then Radharani says, oh, put down that fan. And so now you have to, so this is where you're chanting japa, you're fanning, and you're thinking that I'm just, because no one, you know, I haven't received any indication from Radharani. It's not that they have to tell you, but you know, the indication will come in your heart.
Yes.
Now do this. So I'm continuing to fan, and then Radharani's just there, and I'm right by Radharani's side.
Yes.
Now where am I? Am I standing? Am I standing on Krishna's side of the flower bed, or am I standing on Radharani's side? So then that's your ruchi. What is it?
Yes.
So then we're bhava tadatmi with Radharani, and bhava lasrati with Radharani. So we're standing on Radharani's side naturally, by her feet. Or by her head, or whatever. Say near her head, or whatever. So then we're fanning, and then we're just quiet and relishing the beauty of Radha Govinda Amilitam, you. And then Radharani's there, and she just reaches her hand up and grabs us. Come. And she's sitting, you know, stitapitam. Yeah, stitapitam. When will Radharani sit me? Stita means when will she place me, fix me, sit me? When will she sit me down on the bed and pull me? In other words, when will she pull me into the bed with her and put me under the covers? So how did I get there? How did, you know, how did she sit me there? Did she say, please sit on the bed? There's nothing, it's not told there. So maybe she asked her. But then if you see it in that more reciprocal way, that she, because it says, Vacharitam, she covered me. She covered me. I didn't jump, you know, she pulled me. So many acharyas like Srila Nathas, he said, they translated Radharani, one old Radharani, sometimes Radharani, pulls me into the bed with her and covers me with the covers. So now that's the moment told there. So then you meditate. So now after after the next moment. Now what? So this is how many rounds is that, or how much time is that? If you're not even chanting japa, and how blissful you experience. Yes. You don't. It's like you don't want to come out of that.
Yes,
because one will go to the other and to the other. The life of Smaran is, I mean, you hear from the great adepts at Smaran, like great devotees that live a lifetime of this. And they use phrases like this when we read in their books and their commentaries. The Raghunuga Sadaka, he can know the great bliss of Smaran. And he can, and you read that and you understand that they're highly evolved in that sweet practice of relishing rasa swarana. Of the exchanges of Radha and Krishna and their sevas and the various leelas. But we as beginners, we also get some small taste. Paramjasvani vartate. It's a ras. The ocean is full of water. Or a huge, vast lake is full. Pavan Sarovar is so much water. So you may go in and swim and drink so much water. Or you may just take an eyedropper and squeeze it and then take a few drops.
Yeah.
Water is water. Yeah. Ras is ras.
Yes,
and even a drop of ras can drown the ocean, can drown the world.
Yes.
So if you taste it, if you taste one drop of ras, then that ras of Bindu becomes a ras of Nidhi.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.